If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is a pleasure to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, we do this show on Fridays talking about the growth and what's happening in this country in the cannabis industry. Joining us today is Matei Uluru, who is the CEO of Lyft, Canada's most recognized cannabis media and technology company. He's a corporate lawyer and consultant by trade and practiced law for the cannabis industry before joining Lyft in 2016. And prior to that, Matei helped advise governments on business and investment policy as a consultant with the World Bank in Washington, D.C. So you guys are gearing up for this huge conference, this weekend, May 26th to the 28th, and it's so nice to have you with us, Matei.
Thanks, Frankie. Pleasure.
You have so much experience, and if you could share with us what's happening in Canada right now in terms of the overall laws and where that leads businesses.
Definitely. Canada is a little bit different from the federal system and the state system we have in the U.S. It's been medically legal on a federal level since about 2001 as a result of a Supreme Court challenge, which resulted in the Supreme Court saying that as a Canadian, you have a constitutionally protected right to access medical cannabis. And in the years that followed, we saw that system evolve. And more recently, Canada is now on a path to legalize recreational adult use of cannabis on a federal level. And we're expecting this to pass sometime in the summer of 2018. And we just saw draft legislation being tabled a few weeks ago on what that legislation might ultimately look like. So from a business perspective, plenty of things happening both in the medical and soon to be hopefully recreational federal program.
Matei, your conference is putting together think tanks, putting together movers and shakers in business. And if you could just share with our audience, because I think a lot of people still in this country, as hard as we've tried to educate people, still have the notion that this is just hippies, it's straight people passing a joint around. But this is billion-dollar business that we're talking about, the potential for billions and billions of dollars, both in Canada and here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So our show kind of really marries all sides of the industry, including what people might commonly think of as, you know, old-school cannabis culture, with what we're now seeing is this multi-billion-dollar industry that you mentioned. Our conference at the end of this month is a three-day event. The Friday itself is an industry-only day where we're attracting investors, funds, and professionals from around the world. In fact, we have a pitch competition that is being judged by some notable individuals, including a former member of the Dragon's Den judge and team, W. Brett Wilson, and a few other pioneers in the Canadian cannabis industry. And that is kind of really that that pushing forward the industry from a commercial standpoint type of environment, whereas on the consumer day, the Friday, or the Saturday and Sunday, rather, you still have a mix of such individuals, but it's a consumer-facing show where we're attracting, expecting close to 15,000 people over the weekend to come and experience more than close to 200, exhibitors from around the world, North America and Europe, kind of the leading cannabis companies in all verticals of the industry.
You are on the cutting edge, and do you see the laws changing in this country following suit? Because it would make economic sense that border states will do better going to Canada and doing business with Canadians than staying right here in the United States. So tell me your thoughts about that.
I mean, I do come from a bit of a different world being in Canada with how the cannabis industry legislation has evolved. So I can't comment too intelligently on what I think will happen in the U.S., but I think it's a matter of time before, whether it's the U.S. or another country, follow suit of this trend of legalization of recreational cannabis, but more importantly, recognition of the efficacy of medical cannabis starts to take hold around the world. I think the countries such as U.S. and others will follow suit. You know, we're seeing some interesting things happening in Europe, in Germany, and, you know, murmurs are that Italy is somewhere on the horizon as well. So I think as a general trend, we will see legislation change around the world, including the U.S.
What are the biggest, when you talk about the companies coming together, some of your sponsors, some of the bigger sponsors have been in existence in Canada for what, since 2001, they've been doing this?
Mm-hmm. Some longer than that. So I think, you know, it's important to remember that the cannabis industry prior to 2001, the reason we got there was, you know, years, in fact, decades of advocacy of patient groups and compassion clubs pushing the envelope forward and risking their freedom to show the efficacy of medical cannabis and empowering medical patients. You know, one of our title sponsors was founded in 1982, actually.
Wow.
And just continue to evolve with the industry.
What makes you so excited about this upcoming conference, the LIFT Expo?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm a little biased because we are hosting it. But other than that, I think it's a very timely topic to discuss. And our expo, this is the third expo we're running, and time again, we've been surprised by how many different sides of the industry we can attract. And what we found is that we really provide a platform, right? So on one side, you might have these types of companies that I mentioned, you know, that have existed for decades before medical cannabis was even legal, and these new companies such as licensed producers being publicly traded with huge valuations. The expo really provides a platform for all these different points of views to come and be heard with that same goal of pushing the industry forward. So I think it's a very timely discussion, and it's a forum that brings together many different points of view equally as valid.
I just think it's very exciting hearing someone who's been doing this for a few years. And what we're talking about is, you know, this is an opportunity for people still to make money or not. Is it too late to get into the green rush, or do you think there's still opportunities available?
Well, I think the best time was yesterday, and the second best time is today. I think there's a lot of upside potential still, and given the fact that legalization is yet to still pass, I think we're still on the cusp of something very, very exciting.
If I asked you to look into your crystal ball in Canada, Matei, in the next 5 years, what will this, compare this industry to something that we know of today?
Something that we know of today. Frankly, that might be a hard one. I think, you know, people often cite the end of prohibition as being similar to what we're seeing today. And, you know, I can't speak too much to that example. I wasn't alive during that time, but I think it really is the closest thing. There's nothing in our lifetime that resembles this, right? Something that has been prohibited for so long that is now going to become a commonplace in adult society and, you know, become mainstream. And with that comes many, many changes. Some, you know, practical. You're going to be able to walk into a store potentially or can order cannabis legally online. But it's also the societal norms that will change and how people perceive the use of consumption of cannabis. You know, what does that mean for intoxicated driving? There's going to be a huge education.
That's right. Yes. That's a very important point. Underage use of marijuana. The difference between the CBD we've been trying to educate people and the cannabis itself, the full plant with THC. And one of the other things that we just cannot ever forget is the medical use. And we just interviewed someone last week who is talking about a privately held company that's making this incredible stride using CBD with other nutrients to create a product that will help with neuropathy during chemotherapy and some other side effects from major things. So it's just the information is so exciting. It's really a wonderful time. And congratulations on all of the work that you're doing. Congratulations on Lyft. And what's the best website for people to find out more about your expo and the work that you guys are doing?
Thank you, Frankie. It's pretty simple, liftexpo.ca. You can find out the latest about the show and also learn a little bit more about the cool companies we're attracting at this year's expo.
And good luck with the show. I wish I could be there. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Frankie. Have a great one.
You too. And we'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
This is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse and founder of Your Future Health, a company that offers blood tests for disease prevention that allows you to take control of your health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Judy, one of our clients, who used our system to detect pancreatic cancer at its earliest stage, which she says saved her life.
I found the tumor from one of the deadliest cancers, even before I had any symptoms, thanks to Your Future Health. Finding this deadly cancer so early enabled my doctor to remove it before it spread. That was 2 years ago, and today I enjoy excellent health. I hope everyone who hears my testimony will be called to action to test with Your Future Health. And I know as a nurse, if you wait until you have symptoms with pancreatic cancer, it is often too late. Having this test done early saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant.
Call 800-910-0850.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And my question to you is, did you get all of your exercise in for the weekend? And does that count? Does it count for what we need to do for the week? Well, that's the question we have for Dr. Ken Red Cross, board-certified internal medicine physician. And it is a pleasure. Welcome, Dr. Red Cross. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Frankie. It's wonderful to be here with you again.
So my question to you is, if we go out and do these mega challenges on weekends, and I know of a lot of people that are doing road races and they are just doing some fun activities, but they do it hard and they're doing it for hours at a time. Does that count for what you want us to do in a week? And what do you want,
Frankie,
us to be doing? What do you want us to be doing in a week?
Exactly. You know, that's a question that we have been trying to answer for so many years. But the good thing, Frank, is there was a new study out, actually, in the Journal of American Medical Association. And that journal showed that those that versus those who work every week actually had the same mortality benefit. That means that we had the same cardiac benefit. We had the same longevity studies. And that was huge, because that was a question that we've been trying to answer for a long time. So it's exciting now that we have some data that proves, to answer your exact question, that yes, it can be just as simple and the same as those who are working out throughout the week as well.
Oh, that's great to know. But how much exercise? You know, we're all so busy and our lives are crazier than ever. So what's the norm? What can we realistically do in a week?
Well, you know, the World Health Organization actually says that we're supposed to be getting about... ...50 minutes that way. So we know...
...includes... weightlifting, that includes, or resistant training, however you do it. It includes the bottom line. The bottom line is movement is critical, and we just, I don't know, it seems to me that there's two divides in this country. There are those couch potatoes and then those that are obsessed with CrossFit. I don't know, and in between are...
You're absolutely right there. It's funny. You know, 80% of us, Frankie, are not meeting that requirement. 80% of us. Now,
Africa. I just don't.
Yeah, it's funny, and I'm just like you.
When you, because you go to CrossFit, and I haven't met one person, not one person who is not in the best physical shape from CrossFit.
Yeah.
That is like the ultimate. And I'm shocked because we had a CrossFit in our neighborhood and it closed. I'm like really shocked that it closed. You know what? It's being consistent. It's being, you know, faithful to this routine. But boy, I was with a couple of women that do CrossFit, and I can't believe the definition in their bodies and how their bodies have changed in just a few months. They just got into CrossFit. It's unbelievable the difference.
Oh my gosh. You're right, Frankie. And it's also interesting because for me, it was tough for me to go to the gym and you kind of lift a little weight, then you walk around, then you lift the weight and you walk around. With CrossFit, we're doing so many different things and you're working so many different parts of your body. And then not only that, Frankie, what happens is that it almost becomes like a little family. It's a small
Absolutely.
Class.
Yeah,
there's 8 to 10 people and
it's
you're
such
all
a good
exhausted.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, Dr. Ken Redcross, what's the best website for people to find out more about you and all the work that you're doing?
So sure. So my website is drredcross.com. That's drredcross.com. And my Facebook is Ken Redcross, MD. And Instagram is Dr. Redcross. And Twitter is at Dr. Redcross. So feel free to say hello.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being with us today, Doctor. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you, Doctor.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
These are the half. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today.
800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. You know, how many of us work so hard, give back to others, but after years of struggling, when do we reach our goals is the question. Well, Ro and Dawn are a couple that felt that way. They realized that they must alter their vision of their ideal future or themselves, and they had to do this, and they have written about it in a new book, Changing Your Equation. And it's a pleasure to welcome this couple to Biz Talk Radio right here on the Frankie Boyer Show. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you so much for having us.
We're very glad to be with you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the background of you guys and how this all came about.
We've been together. We've been married 16 years. We've been together about 19 years. So, you know, we've been together a long time, and we always set goals, and we're very driven people. There's things we wanted to accomplish. But you reach a point where it's like, wow, you're pushing and pushing and pushing, and you're not getting as far anymore. And we honestly were in that place.
And we both come from a business mindset where we high-level leadership, strategic planning, tactical planning, and budgeting, those are all come second nature to us.
Right.
So we put it into action.
And you created this workbook for people. It's not just a book, it's a workbook.
Correct. And what we did is we actually created an actual equation where we take people through what we call their life elements, which every one of us has, your values, your relationships, your education experience. And then we mix in a middle section called the realities, and that really is understanding who you are and the others around you and how to be a leader. And then finally, the really action is the change agents. That's the third section, and we take them through finances and being your own entrepreneur and pushing how you can change yourself, take down those self-imposed roadblocks.
How long did it take for you both to unfold and have the life that you have today and that you write about in the new book?
Years. It took us a few years, and it's ever-evolving. I think that's the one thing we realized through this whole journey is we've also changed our equation. If you had told us 3, 4, 5 years ago we'd write a book and we'd be on your show, we'd be like, really? That's in our horizon?
Well, some things have changed, and some things we realized we started back when we were dating. And we always were talking about what is our vision. We were always constantly updating our vision of the future. And that has just been the foundation of everything that we've accomplished.
And so tell me, by the way, congratulations. Your book is a number one new release on Amazon. Congratulations on that. How
exciting.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, so let's go back to the book for just a moment. Give me what the first chapter is, what you want us to do.
The first chapter is, it's the introduction. And really what we tell people is to get the most out of the book is to start dreaming. Before you even get into that equation, and we've developed a free Dream Day Planning Guide. It's right on our website, changingyourequation.com. They can download it. And the idea is to start dreaming again. We had so many dreams when we were kids, and now, you know, a wish on a birthday candle is just, eh. We need to make it important again.
I think one of the things that we have found that has surprised us is the number of people we talk to who don't have any dreams, or they have a destination in their life. And they're kind of going through the motion day to day. Yes, they're busy, but they really don't have a defined destination.
So making a strategy, sitting down and being, do you want us to be realistic or do you want us to forget about those old goals?
We want both. what we advise, I advise my coaching clients and the people we mentor is to list everything. Dream Day should be no judgments allowed. If it was ever crossed your mind, put it down. The time to sort and categorize will come. And there's certainly dreams you need to put as a fantasy. And that's okay. At least you're acknowledging that they were important to you, rather than just pushing them aside. Trying to put that positive spin on, in my fantasy column, maybe I will own the horse farm someday. That's
what
one of mine.
What's the biggest change that's happened from both of you by doing this? What's the biggest change?
What we've noticed, and you'll hear this from other people as well, that the simple act of writing your dreams down makes them 10, 20, 30 times more likely to accomplish them. And when we look back at what we've accomplished in our lives, we believe that so many things that we've accomplished have been just because we've written them down, kept them visible, talked about them, and we find ourselves taking advantage of opportunities when life presents themselves. Because we know where we want to go, life will bring up opportunities, and you're able to capitalize on them.
So our biggest change is we wrote this book. We wrote it together, and it brought us closer as a husband and wife. We've got my business, which I started a few years ago, but now that's really picking up some good steam, and we're already planning on the next steps of workshops and how we can help more people. What could we do with this? We have this idea. So the big change is we've really become our own entrepreneurs. We've taken that advice that we wrote about in the book and applied it to ourselves.
There's a great business adage. Failure to plan is planning to fail, and I think that works in our personal lives as well.
I think that makes tremendous sense, but you know, the problem seems to me is that we get so busy putting out fires. You know, we all are firemen in a day. You know, if you say, where did the day go? It's like, oh my gosh, where did it go?
And I tell my business clients, I'll tell them, do a time study. I usually start, if I'm working with a department manager or director or even an executive, and they say, oh, they're so busy, they're working so hard. What are they working on? I want a time study. And this was something actually Don had me do before we got married. We did a budget, the same thing. Where does my money go? Let's write everything down. Even if you just do it a week or two, it will be amazing. You'll find time.
Yeah.
And then set an appointment. We set an appointment with ourselves. It goes on our calendar. Actually, this year's dream day for us is coming up because we really need to plot the next 5 years.
I think your point is so valid. It's tremendously valid. Yet I would put out there that what can be more important than living your life and being fulfilled and achieving what you really want out of life? You only have one chance. Yes, we are busy, but I would say that for most people, that busyness can't be the most important.
Right, right. So, and you do this every 5 years?
Well, we do a check-in at least once or twice a year. All right, what are our goals this year? What are we planning? How's the rest of the year going? And then, I think it was 5 years ago we set a good one, and we've just finished accomplishing everything on that. So we're both feeling like, all right, we really need a good five-year plan. And if you think of businesses with their strategic plans, they're 3 to 5 years.
Right. You'll have short-term goals, mid-cycle goals, and then there'll be really long-term goals, goals that will be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years out. And you should, have goals at all ranges.
And the book continues to give you the tools that you need. It's worksheets, it's illustrations, it's tools at the end of each chapter so that it leads you to better awareness of how different components in your life affect your situation.
Absolutely. What we found in this process, and some of this did come from the coaching business, is that people have the mindset of they have to go it alone. And yet, you don't. We're all in it together. Open your mind, take the advice from someone else, learn from them, and cut your learning curve. It's what businesses do. They learn from their competition. They learn from their top employees. Do that for yourself. So we wrote the book as an actual guide. This isn't just a self-help book, and there's definitely a place for those. This is the way to actually learn how someone else has done it. We want people to steal our ideas.
This is one time when you really do. They are the dream day couple, and boy, they really are. They have put it together for all of us in a simple, easy to understand. The best websites, how can people find you guys and reach you and get the book?
Best website is changingyourequation.com. It's on the major sellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iUniverse. And feel free, they can email us. It's Roe and Don, R-O-E and Don, at changingyourequation.com. We love to hear from people. And again, if they go to that website, everything will be there. They can really find us and find the book.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Flushing Queens till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. Remember Fran Dresser the nanny? Well, reality is, don't you all wish that if you could hire a nanny, it would be Fran? Well, not gonna happen, but maybe, I don't know. Let's find out. Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Let's find out from the Windy City nanny herself, Florence Ann Romano. She's the former nanny and author, and she's with us today. And, you know, men and women are both working, husband and wives are out of the office, out into the workforce, making a living. It's very difficult today to find good help. And with all the stories about nannies running off with spouses, and it's more than one, it's more than two, it's, you know, a dozen cases that we could absolutely cite. Florence, what's the best advice that you can give?
It's a mixed bag, really, when it comes to nannies. And does Fran Drescher really exist out there? I think she does, but you might not find her in one person. She might be a potpourri of different people. But it is a different world today. You like, just like you mentioned, you've got moms and dads that are both working, and either they have to or they want to. Whatever the reason is, they both are working and they need help. And you can find the right person in your home and the right person to help raise your children and be a good influence on them. But it really starts with the evaluation of your own family. The mother and father, whomever the heads of the household are, need to look at what the values are of the home and then find a nanny that will be an extension of those values. And that's how you set yourself up for success.
You know, there was a movie many years ago that I absolutely loved, and I think it, I know that T. Leon was in it. It was Spanglish.
Oh, I love that movie. I watch it anytime I see it on.
Yeah. And that movie is a perfect example of knowing the family values. And
that
being,
is a wonderful illustration.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because given the circumstances, when you are left alone with someone, anything and everything can happen. You know that and I know that. We're adults. So How do you pick a nanny that's not going to be tempting for the husband or for the wife?
It's a very delicate line that you walk, and it really starts with the communication between the spouse. You need to be able to have open dialogue about the person that you're interviewing. And I always say, if your husband or wife says to you, I'm really not comfortable having he or she in the home, instead of getting mad at your spouse for being honest about, you know, being attracted to someone else, be happy that they were honest, that it wasn't something they were comfortable with, and move on to the next person. You absolutely can hire someone that is attractive. That's not the problem here. The problem is temptation, as you were alluding to. And temptation is different for everyone. I mean, you look at these examples in Hollywood today. You see it splashed across the magazines constantly, that all of these nannies are cheating with the spouses. And that's really where the sensationalization of this came from. It really came from Hollywood, and that's why nannies have gotten the bad rap. So
yeah,
you have
yeah. I mean,
able,
it started with Robin Williams married one of his nannies, the late Robin Williams, many, many years ago, and had more kids with her, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, most recently we heard about Ben Affleck and Jennifer
Gwen
Garner. Gwen Stefani, that was a very recent one, and that one was kind of creepy too because the nanny was starting to dress like Gwen Stefani. So there are red flags out there when you are bringing a stranger into your home. And the idea of temptation is very real, and it's not to be discounted. So, you know, I hear people say all the time, you know, their husbands have businesses and they have a secretary, and the wives say, there's no way I'd ever let my husband have an attractive secretary. I mean, I get that. I really do, because sometimes, you know, temptation does get the best of you, and it's not even that there's anything really wrong in your relationship, but, you know, things like that do happen sometimes. So if you want to try to protect yourself against it, then know thyself, know your family, know what your values are.
And these nannies, by the way, play such a critical role with the kids, and we can never forget about the children. It has to be a win-win situation. It has to be a win-win for the couple, and it also has to be a win-win situation where the nanny is compatible with the kids.
Absolutely, and that's what is most critical about the interview process when you're vetting these prospective nannies. Again, going back to what are the values of this family that I am raising. You have to look at that nanny and say, okay, these are the things that are important to us. It's education. This is how we feel about discipline. This is how we feel about religion. You really need to get down and dirty about these characteristics that make up your family and see where that nanny falls in line with what your values are. And if it is a good fit, if they will be a good extension for you, then that's going to be the right person for you to hire. But I do like to warn families that if there are great differences between the nanny's values and your values, that is where you're going to run into problems. A great example is, I know of a family that hired a nanny that was not the same religion they were, and one of the requirements of the nanny was going to be that they had to take them to church on Sunday. And the nanny wasn't necessarily comfortable with going to a church that was not her denomination. And that ended up being a problem. And that's something that should have been discussed early on in the vetting process. And a great example of something that you may not think is all that big a deal, but it actually is at the end of the day.
I'm surprised that you were hired because you're really beautiful. Was it difficult?
You're very kind, Frankie. You know, I never ran into any problems. I remember one family that I worked with. I was there taking care of the baby, and she had friends over. And I went in and introduced myself, said, hello, hello. And I left, and I could hear one of the friends say to her, oh, my gosh, that's your nanny? You hired her? I could never leave her alone with my husband. And I started laughing as I'm feeding the baby, and I hear the mom go, oh, please. She would never want my husband. And
oh, that's so funny. Hey, Florence, we're almost out of time. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the work you're doing?
Go to WindyCityNanny.com. I'm also on Facebook and love to hear from everybody. Any questions you have, any feedback is great.
All right, thanks. And check out how gorgeous she is, really. No kidding. Oh. We'll be back next time. Thanks for being with us, everybody. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.